This week, new recruits from the Salt Lake and West Valley City Police Departments took part in a de-escalation training for people experiencing a mental health crisis. As KUER's Eric Newman reports, it's another way to equip new officers to deal with a common problem in Utah.
Randy Thomas, a new officer recruit, enters a conference room where a woman is standing next to a turned-over trash can. Papers are scattered around the ground, and she's gripping another stack in her hand. She says a neighbor is recording her with video cameras.
Let's get this figured out for you. How many cameras have you seen in here?
There's at least 8, and I told you the infrared. Right now they can see us,
okay,
and you're going to be on it if you don't do something about it.
Okay, and all this is the documentation?
Yeah, that's all documentation.
He gave to you, or...
No, I didn't write that.
Thomas is doing a scenario with Jessica Jeffs, a social worker with the Salt Lake City Police Department. After a few tense moments, the scene ends, and therapists debrief with recruits about what triggered the woman.
So what's going on here in this situation?
What did she escalate on whenever you asked her?
Pills.
Doctors, therapists.
Over the week, 21 new recruits were in this crisis intervention training. It includes de-escalation techniques for people experiencing mental health issues and dementia. Jeffs, the social worker in this role play, deals with situations like this every day, and she says it's important for officers to get trained in it too.
Not getting this training, I think they may overreact to the situation. They may see something as a potential danger when it's not.
She says de-escalation trainings like this will prevent officer shootings. As a department, patrol officers in Salt Lake City deal with about 10 mental health calls per day, according to staff. And around Salt Lake City, long wait times for therapists and a lack of inpatient beds are ongoing problems, according to mental health advocates. Randy Thomas, the new recruit in the scenario, says the week-long training was a big learning experience for her.
Because you can think what if a million times over, but you're never, until you're actually in the situation or even just a small scenario that's controlled, you never know how you're going to actually react.
This training is giving future officers like her a plan for when it happens. Eric Newman, KUER News.